Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Harris County, Texas, Houston, where this little 12-year-old girl was raped by somebody, killed by somebody, allegedly by these two clowns that are here illegally. And I'm looking at it's either the DA or the spokesperson for the DA saying, remember, it's Texas even. We haven't ruled out the death penalty yet. What has happened to America? Right, I go back to this all the time. I don't care if the Dan booked the Pope and he's sitting here in front of me, Dan, on this mic, along with Larry Krasner. And he says, well, you're going to hell if you're in favor of the death penalty. Oh, well, let's bring it on. Because you're not convincing me. How in the world can you be in Texas, have a 12-year-old raped
it's nuts.
By these people that are here illegally, allegedly, whoever did it, dumped in a creek after raping a 12-year-old and killing her. And they're considering the death penalty. You know why? They're in stinking Houston. That's why. Another blue city. That's why. We played you Larry Krasner. I have more on that cop that was shot, tearfully, and all the rest of it. I wonder what the Fitzgerald family would be thinking, who he has disrespected mightily by not even broaching with them the notion of the death penalty for this maniac from the suburbs who we have on camera. We have the whole thing, not only shot, wounded, but then executed Officer Fitzgerald. He would never go for the death penalty. It wouldn't matter what you did. But I'm looking at the headline, Harris County DA, death penalty not ruled out. What does it take? It's in Texas even. What does it take to get the death penalty? Somehow or another, well, I know several mechanisms they've used. We've allowed the left to move us away from what should be proper and fitting. If these two are convicted of this, you would think in a place like Texas, it would be a given. You're getting the death penalty. There's some of those states where even a rape, there was talk of giving you the death penalty. This is the rape of a 12-year-old by two men, strangling her, murdering her, dumping her in a creek at the age of 12. And we're going back and forth, maybe the death penalty on that. Damn, what do you think? I'm not there yet on the death penalty. And this is in Texas. You know, if it were in Berkeley or Massachusetts, you would expect it. This is going on in Texas. Now, as far as this cop, listen to the scenario with Ramon Rodriguez Vasquez, the guy who allegedly, they have a lot of footage of this, shot the cop in Kensington. He did not have a license, the Inquirer says. So officers called for a tow truck. His car was bearing the temporary license plate, as always. Yeah, what, some?
Yeah. I do have audio from the presser on this. If you...
Okay, yeah, let's hear a little bit of it.
Give you a little more detail than we were able to give you on Saturday evening into what occurred. As I tell you, we're still investigating, and the district attorney's in the process of prosecuting, so some questions may not be able to be answered at this point. Approximately 7:18 p.m. on Saturday evening, two 25th District officers conducted a vehicle investigation in the 3500 block of F Street. That stop involved a 2003 dark blue Toyota Echo. During the course of that stop, it became knowledgeable of the officers that this was going to be a live stop. So, meaning that we were going to call for a tow truck and confiscate the vehicle. The reason for that was that our operator, and we now know who that was, is our offender, Ramon Rodriguez, 36-year-old, did not have a license. The vehicle was not registered, and it didn't have any other paperwork along with it. So as part of that, they called for a parking authority tow truck to be dispatched to the scene. Now, what we do know now is that tow truck must have been very close because it was in there within minutes. Simultaneously to all that happening, our operator vehicle, our offender, makes a phone call. We now know that he calls some individuals, tells them that he stopped and he's about to lose the vehicle. And two females, two 33-year-old females and a 37-year-old male do come to the scene in a separate car. They park.
All right. That's, yeah, Deputy Commissioner of Investigations Frank Venor. So apparently he gets his sister to come trying to say it's her car. And then the girlfriend shows up and all this chaos with them. He jumps out of the car, runs, and then takes a gun out of his waistband where he had it, opens fire and hits his cop in the neck in critical condition and apparently very severe. Again, what's at the center of some of this? It's Krasner. It's this driving equity bill. And for the life of me, I don't know what the regulation is here, Dan, why they did not. Maybe it happened in a flash, why they were unable to get him out of the vehicle, have their guns pointed at him if necessary, and frisk him there. So I'm a little bit unclear on that. It's mainly because of how cops are hamstrung with this stuff. And these courts, right? Taken for it, just do your job. The rate of people that sit on the bench. You know what? How about eating your lunch at your desk one day? Just join the real world here. What takes so long on this drive? It's obviously unconstitutional in Pennsylvania. No word on if the windows were tinted or not. No word if he's here illegally or not. But I don't know. Seems to me they should have had more backup there. I don't know how many cops, the whole thing here.
I do have how it escalated from Venor, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, okay. How it escalated, Dan.
At some point during that inventory, one of the offenders sees on the floorboard of the car what appeared to be a holster. He picks up the holster. He looks at the holster. He shows his partner the holster. And then they call for the offender to say, we got to talk to you. And they're walking over to him. At that point, he's carrying some items that he'd taken from the car, places them down on the ground, and he flees on foot. They immediately go in pursuit and attempt to stop him. While he's in the middle of the street, without any provocation, he turns, and he fires three shots towards the officers. All right, we know now that his partner fired at least one time during the incident. At that point, in the video, you see the partner turns and sees that his partner is down. He immediately begins to render aid and attempts to put him in the car to get him to the hospital. Something else we do know now is our tow truck driver was really integral in helping get him into the car and get him to the hospital so fast. And then he stayed on the scene, guarding that scene pretty much for us until other officers arrived.
It is, you know, the side question today. It is the Wild West in Kensington, these F streets and A streets and B streets and all the rest of it. It's Krasner. It's this Isaiah Thomas guy in Philadelphia City Council and their stinking driving equity. How many vehicles with temporary tags? Well, we don't want you stopping anybody. You know, the Green Book. I love the film. Made a great point, the Green Book. But that's not Philadelphia, buddy. And you're responsible for this, along with Krasner. This constant nonsense. We had Pat Malloy on the other day, one of the great police people that you'll ever find. And, you know, we routinely talk about how it comes to places like Abington. We had Ben Salem on the other day. Now, the new police commissioner doing a lot to work with the suburbs. But you still have this infestation of Krasner, this driving equity bill, and they're hamstrung on this. I mean, I'm amazed they were able to stop it all. You know, why just tell police, don't stop anything, don't do anything. Look at the risk that you're at here. And a lot of this is provoked because these guys are driving around. You know, Dan, did you ever have your inspection? It's just one day late. You forgot. Yep. And the inspection of your vehicle and the sweat's pouring down, thinking.
Anytime you drive past a cop, you're switching a little bit. Yeah.
Just driving down a block. I don't want to be too cautious. That's a sign of something.
Yeah, right.
These guys are driving around completely tinted, like they're in a tent.
Yeah, tinted windshields, tint over their license plate. Sometimes no license plate at all, or
exactly.
A printout
no,
from
no
Delaware
license plate at all.
Far expired. Yeah,
driving out in the suburbs, saying you can smoke weed. We do it in Philadelphia. While you're driving.
Meanwhile, I'm here with a headlight out, and I'm sweating bullets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So, this is just such a typical story. But I still think the headline today in Texas that are the Harris County DA. Yeah, we haven't rolled out the death penalty yet. Why even have the death penalty? They won on this. Josh Shapiro's son has won on this. Josh Shapiro, every weasel imaginable. The death penalty is moral. The death penalty is effective. And we ought to work every day to make it more effective. You know my mantra on that, that you're on trial for your life. We get you the app. If it costs $1 million for the defense, you get that. I'm all on board with that. We don't want a lousy defense. You get the investigator. You get all the stuff imaginable. But at the end of the day, these two guys, if they did this in Texas, after their due process, after they're here and everything else, they don't deserve the death. What does it take to get the death penalty?
You don't think they can be rehabilitated, Dom? Come on.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, they could be real. Yeah,
model citizens.
You know, they can become the next mayor of the town. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they would consider, no death penalty here. Yeah. No borders, no death penalty.
Great society contributing citizens.
And President Trump took this tactic, Dan. This from the rally. And I think it's working with African-Americans. The breakthrough. Remember, we're not saying he's going to get 50% of the vote. Presler's right. If you got anywhere in the range of 22, 23, 24, 25% in a place like Philadelphia of African-American voters, you're going to win Pennsylvania. And if you win Pennsylvania, you're going to be president. It's just that simple. Here's what Trump said at the Leah Koras rally about illegal immigrants taking jobs.
When millions of people flow over, the people that are most hurt are, number one, the African Americans in this country. Number two, the Hispanic. Have they taken your job yet, sir? They better not. I don't think they're going to get your job. I'll fight for you. They're not getting your job. Nobody's getting his job. But I will tell you, they're taking African-American jobs and Hispanic-American jobs. You know who else they're really affecting? The unions. And I have to tell you, you know, we have a lot of Teamsters here. Do we have a lot of Teamsters? Yeah. We have Teamsters, and I think we're doing 89% or something with the Teamsters. And they have a great leader. I hope Sean is listening right now. But we have a shot at even getting it from the top. I think we have a shot. But we have great Teamsters. They worked for me a lot in New York because
Sean O'Brien, isn't it? Now, that's the guy, Dan, the crazy guy. He's going to speak at the Republican convention. That's good politics by Trump. He's the guy that wanted to fight that senator from Oklahoma who looks like WWE or mixed martial arts, saying, I'm going to take off my wedding ring. I don't want to damage you. He wanted to fight him in front of Bernie Sanders. Oh, my God. So, but that's a breakthrough. The head of the Teamsters is going to speak at the Republican convention and at the Democrat convention.
You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
You stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution every poll?
No, no. Sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Look at you.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Activate.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please. All that butt standing up and all that got to Bernie there, yeah. But who would mess with that guy? This guy's faking it. Nobody's going to fight that senator from Oklahoma. My God. Lindsey Graham, I didn't ask for this. 855-839-1210, you get in. All right, hit us something Old West, Wild West, and this story out of Houston. Now, this is with something that Trump ought to encap. They don't want to answer this notion. This little girl would be alive. There is no doubt about this. If these two were not in the country illegally. Well, yeah, we played you Chris Coons with Shannon Bream going, well, yeah, what's your question, Shannon? You know exactly what our question is, buddy. And you're not going to blame Trump and Republicans not doing enough on the border. No one's going to believe that anymore. Josh Barton, the guy outdid himself. He's got prop bets on the debate. May have to wait to 2 o'clock because we got a lot of stuff.
Come on, all this teasing today.
A lot of stuff going on here. let's go to some callers here who have been hanging in. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Tom, it was great seeing you guys again last week.
Well, thank you, Joe. Wonderful time there. It is the summer White House. Hint, hint.
Great.
Be watching for shirts.
Scott Pressler was excellent. Don, before I get into my point, I just want to try and kind of remind you of something. You remember how scared that AOC was the day of January 6th for her life?
Yes.
Do you think she even ever considered how fearful her constituents are when they lose children and mothers and everyone else because of this debauchery that's been going on at the border?
Yeah, and I just don't know that Trump has it in him, Joe, to prosecute the right way. This is a winner. Well, this is a winner, but it takes a couple of degrees of pushing back, of saying,
sure,
So, Mr. President, you are saying this is collateral damage then, stuff like that. That's exactly what they're saying. And I'm not buying it's not a significant number coming across who might commit this violence. The drunk driving rates of people coming here illegally, men, are skyrocketing. And that those are killers also.
Dom, I think what he needs to do, and it's one-dimensional focus that could spin off in a lot of different directions at the end of this week, he needs to look Joe right in the eye and tell him, you failed miserably at your number one chief responsibility to keep your residents safe. And you could spin that. Mm-hmm. You could spin it into the economy. You're harming these citizens with prices. You could even press it over to the abortion issue if they want to focus on that. You know, you're harming a mother, Joe. You're harming the mother. The baby needs to live off the mother, and the mother needs to live off the baby until birth. You could do a lot of things with that failure of that number one responsibility of his. And you need to do it right, and you need to keep coming back to it, I believe.
Yeah, the only thing gives me, I'm going to talk more tomorrow, Joe, because I'm bringing in J.D. Vance has been meeting with Trump. And if Trump follows some of the stuff he says about the 2020 election, I think Trump will be fine. I think Trump's going to be fine on the January 6th thing. Just say, look, anybody that attacked law enforcement, you got to deal with them case by case. But there were a lot of people there. The punishment was extremely harsh. That's who I'm talking about. The 2020 election, let's not go down the rabbit hole again. Let's be the happy warrior here. Avoid getting into any of that. That's the only pitfall. Everything else is golden for Trump.
And all he has to say about the election was, it was what it was. It is what it is. And just get off of that. Just get off of that. But he needs to keep Joe accountable for the damage he caused and he's causing to us with all this crime influx that's going on.
Well, exactly. Joe, what's your Wild West significant thing?
Well, it's the reason for the Wild West, the gold rush.
That is a great one.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, there are them gold in them there hills. Absolutely. I mean, I think it was Custer, the amount of people he took with him to, and Grant was counting on that.
Now, would you be like, bro, let's get in back of the, let's go. We're going out to the West, get in the wagon.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing talk radio in Tombstone.
Century, who cares? You know?
Tombstone has an opening there.
Yeah. Yeah, you would do it?
Yeah, can you imagine in Tombstone, Dan, you come on and say, that Doc Holliday is not that good of a dentist.
Now let's play. Let's go back to the Old West, Dom. What would be your role in a Old West town? Would you be, you're not the sheriff.
No, probably not the sheriff.
What are you then?
Probably the mayor.
You think you're the mayor?
Yes.
Mayor Giordano?
Mayor Giordano.
Doesn't sound like a very Old West mayor, I got to say. Mayor Giordano. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's play what President Trump said on the day of Charlottesville. I forget the day because Joe Biden said that's the reason he ran for president. He keeps on saying, imagine. He said this almost as much as deer with Kevlar, and you couldn't get a cannon in Revolutionary days. It's not so much as how wrong he is, how repetitive. He's got nothing else. That's all he can think to say. Then he says, Bo Biden, my son. Here is what President Trump said. And he actually answered questions in the middle of what was going on in Charlottesville.
How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now we're going to take down his statue. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers. And you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
All right, thank you, Dan. That it really it refreshes it. So Snopes, which is billed many times as the arbiter of true, not true, over the weekend, Snopes says their fact checking indicates the myth, they're debunking it, that then-President Donald Trump called neo-Nazis and white supremacists, quote, fine people.
That angers me that it took them this long to do
that. And I don't know why. I'm looking all over the place for the backstory, Dan, about why all of a sudden they engage in saying this and clearing the record. I don't know. Did you see anywhere? There's all kinds of stories, but nobody knows why.
I know exactly why it is. It's because conservative media, as a response to the Karine Jean-Pierre attempt to completely mislabel a cheap fake last week.
Oh, maybe that's
so. What happened is Karine Jean-Pierre, in front of the press, she came out and said that the images of Biden waving or venturing off on his own, meeting with the leaders, was a cheap fake. It was what she defined as a cheap fake, something, a video being taken out of context and using politically against the opponent. She was saying that conservative media was taking it out of context and redescribing what a cheap fake was. So conservatives, including myself, what I said is, well, if they're going to redefine what a cheap fake is that not exactly what the Charlottesville comments were then? A video that was taken out of context and used politically against an opponent. And that's exactly what it was. So if Snopes wants to continue down this path of, now Karine Jean-Pierre giving the marching orders of considering things cheap fakes, now they can say, oh, look, we went back on what we said about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a cheap fake, and these are all cheap fakes, too.
Well, that makes a lot of logical sense. I still don't trust Snopes, though, Dan. I think there's got to be some other ulterior motive.
But they want to cover their asses.
I'll go with you on that one for now. If that's the case, then justice has been done. And I've always said that Trump, was doing this, flying by his pants here with 100 people screaming stuff at him. What he clearly was saying, though, when you break it down, yes, you had people there that wanted the Robert E. Lee statue to be there. They were not white supremacists. It's historic. You had people on the other side that didn't want it to be there. They were not Antifa. But mixed into that, you had both the Tiki Torch boys, and you had the Antifa people. And shamefully, Terry McAuliffe and the state police and others did not move in, break it up, and arrest them. They had one guy to blowtorch during this. That's what the problem was. So now Biden is actually saying he ran because Trump was supporting white supremacists in Charlottesville. He has said this many times. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been running. Yeah, right. So it's going to be interesting to see if they ask Biden this in the debate. It's only fair on Thursday night. We're going to be joined by an all-star list this week, thanks to Dan Whatley, the RNC chairman. Michael Whatley is going to join us tomorrow, Ben Carson on Wednesday, and Representative Byron Donalds on Thursday. And I've asked Dan to get O'Reilly for Friday. I just finished reading his president's book. He sends an advance copy. Dan, I think I'll kid with him and say, Bill, I had you on for the debate. I don't know about this book, though, Dan. What do you think his reaction would be if I did that for 3 seconds? The stuff that I have found in this book about presidents, the factoids, the stuff inside. Dan, I'm telling you, I don't know how half these guys came anywhere near the Oval Office. The number that were gluttons getting stuck in bathtubs, and the numbers that died just because of the drinking water is remarkable. All right, let me take one more. Joe in Exton. You can tell us that, and you could tell Joe that Friday people were bated breath there at Mulligan's. They stopped talking when they heard that Joe of Exton was on the phone, thinking he was driving there or something. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good Monday. Thanks for starting the week off. What do you have today, Joe?
Oh, yes. Hello, Don. And good Monday afternoon. During the Wild West, when society was unsettled, there arose a lawman of distinction by the name of Wyatt Earp.
Are you a fan of the film Tombstone, Joe?
Yeah, Tombstone, Have Gun Will Travel.
Oh, that's Paladin. Yeah, that's I like Have Gun Will Travel.
Joe, you're a guy that likes to sit there watching the old country western TV shows, aren't you?
Well, I used to. For example, High Noon.
Oh yeah.
involved a gunfight between two cowboys.
Good stuff, Joe. Wyatt Earp, we'll put you down for that. All right, Dan, how's the progress going? Negotiating, getting Joe of Exton to Mulligan's on July 3rd.
I got to call him.
Okay, all right.
I keep saying it. Like, yeah, I'm the one dropping the ball here. Joe just says, hey, reach out to me. We got to get lunch before you.
And we'll be announcing soon our local Patriot of the Year. Scott Presler was the National Patriot of the Year from Mulligan's. And it was an historic crowd. It was just wonderful, the people that came out there and the stuff they bring. I had at least one student there, maybe one other, somebody I taught in 1984. And I sort of remembered it. I was trying to go through the line.
All right, so often I'm out with these events. And Wolf had an incident, too, where his sister had you as a teacher.
Yes.
And I don't know, do you really have the elephant's memory where you can remember all these people? Or are you just being kind and saying, yeah, I remember you from back then?
A lot of them I remember. Yeah. The other ones, what are you going to do? Say, nah, I don't remember. Get the hell out of here. No. Wolf from...
Burning Sky was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, Burning Sky, they were... Wow, they worked overtime. All right. And, of course, the Earl of Tacony, he'll be checking in later, Dan. Somebody attacking him on YouTube. He did a brilliant job.
Who was attacking her?
Because the leisure suit fit perfectly. Yeah. And I sent you this morning at about 6 o'clock, as soon as I saw it, Sir Tom Jones is coming to the Hard Rock Hotel. Is it a hotel or a casino in Atlantic City?
So a big part of my job is chasing down people trying to book them. And I did send an email. You want me to read how I worded
it? Yes.
Dan Borowski here, executive producer of the Dom Giordano program. Dom, being a huge fan of Tom Jones, has said for a long time he's had a bucket list of guests. The Queen, the Pope, and Sir Tom Jones.
Beautiful.
Dom and his wife are absolutely obsessed with Tom and would love to invite him onto the show at any time to promote the upcoming Sunday, September 15th show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. He's coming to town, Dom. We got to get him.
Yes, and, you know, he could stop over Mulligan's for... Can you imagine Tom Jones at Mulligan's? Oh, my God.
So I also did the Queen, in parentheses, now the King. I think we need to find him.
Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up. More of your calls, and I'll give you some of the prop bets for this debate coming up. This guy, Josh Barton, sends us this. This is his business. Dan, let me give you one. Who do you think is favored to win this debate, and how much?
It's got to be Trump.
All right, Biden.
Well, no.
Biden is a plus 110.
Okay, that means he's the underdog.
And right. And Trump is a negative 150. That's a pretty big spread for Trump.
It's kind of even.
You think so? A negative 150?
Yeah.
Well, something this...
You bet 100 to win 50 bucks?
Yeah. That's, you know, given the media and all that, I may have to say, maybe you have to put your money on Biden if he stands. He doesn't say here, will Biden stand up for the whole 90 minutes? All right. And I think during the breaks, nobody's allowed to be there with you. Can you see them rubbing him down, giving him another shot? All right, 855-83. Will they shake hands before or after the debate? Yes, is a plus 700. So that means they're not going to shake hands.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
No, they're not going to shake hands.
You don't think so?
No. Biden's team won't allow it. Trump with his yank? Are you kidding me? Biden will tip right over.
Oh, yeah. I can see Trump getting him in there. Biden collapses. Trump has a hand buzzer.
And you know the handshake? He, you know, yanks it really hard. It's almost like he's yanking your arm out of its socket.
What would Biden do if Trump had a hand buzzer?
You just see Biden fly across the stage. It's like the headlines are, Donald Trump throws Biden across the stage.
I'm going to take a handshake on this. Plus 700, though. Wow. Will the debates exceed 90 minutes? Yes, negative 200. No, plus 150. I'll say it will exceed 90 minutes, even by a second. You're nowhere near, thank God, Bethlehem Pike out there in Flower Town, or is it Winmore, and then becomes Flower Town. They let some maniac on the loose. We're down the shore. Rosie's on Facebook. Somebody's saying the world is going crazy here on Bethlehem Pike, just above Chestnut Hill, where Montgomery County begins. Because suddenly some traffic manager thinks that to be safe, you can't have two lanes on Bethlehem Pike. To turn left, you have to move into a left-hand lane each block. And the one block where you can't turn left, he makes it a right turn only lane that you're getting in that just goes to a small street, a nothing.
What?
I had to travel, of course, to Captain Chuckie's in Flower Town on Saturday when I got back. And I see a traffic jam that looks like Broad Street in Center City at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, Dan, around noon or so. So now it's one lane for about a mile and a half, 2 miles, something like that on both sides.
That's terrible.
And people are going wild. And you can see what the person's thinking. Everything gets into a left turn lane, if you can make a left, instead of you just turned from two-lane traffic to make a left. Now, is it technically safer, I guess? Maybe.
But if is it, though? I mean,
yeah, but if we slowed down that you could only go 10 miles an hour, I guess it would be safer, too. Oh, people are going nuts.
Yeah.
Whoever this person is, they let go wild and do this. I got to get to the bottom of who did it.
Tell me, is it construction delays? Like, are they working on something? It's
I don't
get
see
better,
any construction
or?
There, no. I think this is the new blueprint. Dan, there's no construction on that mile and a half. It's all
about... help me understand. Like, yeah. When you say it's divided for the left turn lane, are we talking like Roosevelt Boulevard divided? Like,
no, it's there's a line.
Okay.
And now you only have one lane of traffic, and each block you're moving over if you're going to turn left.
Gotcha.
But the traffic is restricted for two lanes, which flowed very easily. I mean, it's a heavy traffic area. And the only place that I can see where it's not a left lane turn, it's because there's no turn left there, I think, and you turn right.
Hmm.
This is nuts. I mean, it could make the world safer. But what about, I can't imagine in the morning.
Would that be Springfield, White Marsh?
It might be Springfield. They all come together. Yeah, Flower Town's a little bit farther up.
The Bethlehem Pike, Springfield,
Monaco. It ends up at Flower Town.
So, back, I'm looking at a story. The reason why I asked, March 11th, 2024, PennDOT to begin Bethlehem Pike Safety Improvement Project.
There you go.
Yeah, in Springfield, White Marsh townships. It says, under this contract, PennDOT's contract will convert a section of Bethlehem Pike from an undivided four-lane section to a three-lane section with a two-way left turn lane, modify left turn phasing, coordinate arterial signals, install pedestrian countdown timers to select locations, add retroflective back plates to improve signal visibility and mill and overlay pavement along the corridor.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about.
What's the justification?
Yeah,
it just says, quote, safety improvements at intersections.
Well, I wouldn't deny their knowledge that it's safer, but don't you have to balance that when you're going from two lanes to one, from four lanes to two?
So it says, beginning Monday, March 25th through Tuesday, October 15th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., a weekday lane closure is in place in both directions. Right. So maybe you were sitting in that as well that contributed to it?
No, it was a Saturday. This is just, it's going to be one lane. Well, you get a stoplight, Dan, like a half mile up, you could see it. They're all stopped, and it goes back like 40 or 50 cars. I can't imagine in the morning, I'm not going to imagine what it's like at 8 o'clock, rush hour on that. All right.
I got a CBS 3 story here that I'm loading up right now if you want to hear.
Okay, let me go to Lori first, then we'll... Lori and Ringo's. Hey, Lori, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Lori.
Okay, all right, great. Hey, this goes a while back in the show, but Trump was speaking, and he was talking about the impacts of illegal immigration on jobs and talking about the Teamsters, they're not going to take your jobs. Here's what I think will be effective for him. Does he want to reach a lot of women, a lot of moms, a lot of minority moms, talk about the impact of unchecked, untracked illegal immigration on our public schools. And I know we have an obligation. Part of the public school system is to educate everyone that's here. However, when you don't monitor how many people are coming here, and I've seen this firsthand, it creates a burden on public schools. And it takes resources away from the kids that are already here. An example would be all these kids that are coming, they don't speak English,
exactly.
So they have to learn English as a second language. They have special summer programs that the public school has so that they can get these kids I'll say up to speed, although, you know, there's other cultural differences and all that it make it different. But this is the best way to, you know, to help kids understand what it means to live in America and hopefully be an American. But, I mean, you have to pay teachers and other people to do these programs, okay? And then you have English as a second language pull-out programs during the school year. You have other challenges with these kids. There's no obligation. And I was talking to the school nurse like 2 weeks ago, and this is in general. Parents are not required to tell you if their kids have some kind of blood disease. There's no requirement of that. Okay, so you don't know what you're dealing with. And then you put them in a school, and, you know, you hear about tuberculosis coming across the border, all kinds of things.
No, Lori, that is a great point. It is another thing here. It's, you know, my background teaching. It's chaos when you have that in a school. They can't handle it, particularly these things happen randomly. Who knows from one day to the next what you're dealing with. Lori, what's your Old West, Wild West?
Okay, this is a strange off-the-grid one. It's called Spahn Ranch, S-P-A-H-N.
Yes.
And this was where a lot of TV westerns were filmed in the L.A., mm-hmm. you know, metropolitan area. And
yep.
then it kind of, in the 60s, it was, when it was no longer used, Charles Manson actually had his cult living there for 2 years.
Yes, that is a great one. That is a wonderful, thank you, Lori. Yeah, that's where the Manson bunch was.
So was the Manson bunch hanging out in a saloon?
I don't know about the idea. There are eyes that can be hypnotic, but I got to say, Manson's eyes, they do qualify. I don't think we've ever done that. You know, they are startling. All right, more calls coming up. Dan Time with Dom. It seems like some local residents like what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, out there in Bethlehem Pike. I just think it's because, Dan, they're going to do more. They're going to come to your neighborhood then, too. The slowdown is too much.
And it's on purpose.
It's on purpose. I told you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
through the line.
All right, so often I'm out with these events, and Wolf had an incident, too, where his sister had you as a teacher.
Yes.
And I don't know, do you really have the elephant's memory where you can remember all these people, or are you just being kind and saying, yeah, I remember you from back then?
A lot of them I remember. Yeah? The other ones, what are you going to do, say, nah, I don't remember. Get the hell out of here. No. Wolf from...
Burning Sky was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, Burning Sky, they worked overtime. All right. And, of course, the Earl of Tacony, he'll be checking in later, Dan. Somebody attacking him on YouTube. He did a brilliant job.
Who was attacking her?
Just I because of the leisure. The leisure suit fit perfectly. Yeah. And I sent you this morning at about 6 o'clock, as soon as I saw it, Sir Tom Jones is coming to the Hard Rock Hotel. Is it hotel or casino in Atlantic City?
So a big part of my job is chasing down people trying to book them. And I did send an email. You want me to read how I worded it? Dan Borowski here, executive producer of the Dom Giordano program. Dom, being a huge fan of Tom Jones, has said for a long time he's had a bucket list of guests. The Queen, the Pope, and Sir Tom Jones.
Beautiful.
Dom and his wife are absolutely obsessed with Tom and would love to invite him onto the show at any time to promote the upcoming Sunday, September 15th show at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. He's coming to town, Dom. We got to get him.
Yes, and, you know, he could stop over Mulligan's for... Can you imagine Tom Jones at Mulligan's? Oh, my God.
So I also did the Queen, in parentheses, now the King. I think we need to find him.
Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, more of your calls, and I'll give you some of the prop bets for this debate coming up. This guy, Josh Barton, sends us this. This is his business. Dan, let me give you one. Who do you think is favored to win this debate, and how much?
It's got to be Trump.
All right, Biden.
Well, no.
Biden is a plus 110.
Okay, that means he's the underdog.
And right, and Trump is a negative 150. That's a pretty big spread for Trump.
It's kind of even.
You think so? A negative 150?
Yeah.
Well, something this...
Okay, you bet 100 to win $50?
Yeah. That's, you know, given the media and all that, I may have to say, maybe you have to put your money on Biden if he stands. He doesn't say here, will Biden stand up for the whole 90 minutes? All right. And I think during the breaks, nobody's allowed to be there with you. Can you see them rubbing him down, giving him another shot? All right, 855-83. Will they shake hands before or after the debate? Yes, is a plus 700. So that means they're not going to shake hands.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
No, they're not going to shake hands.
You don't think so?
No. Biden's team won't allow it. Trump with his yank. Are you kidding me? The Biden will tip right over.
Oh, yeah. I can see Trump getting him in there. Biden collapses. Trump has a hand buzzer.
And you know the handshake, he yanks it really hard. It's almost like he's yanking your arm out of its socket.
What would Biden do if Trump had a hand buzzer?
You just see Biden fly across the stage. It's like the headlines are, Donald Trump throws Biden across the stage.
I'm going to take a handshake on this. Plus 700, though. Wow. Will the debates exceed 90 minutes? Yes, negative 200. No, plus 150. I'll say it will exceed 90 minutes. Even by a second. You're nowhere near, thank God, Bethlehem Pike out there in Flower Town, or is it Winmore, and then becomes Flower Town. They let some maniac on the loose. We're down the shore. Rosie's on Facebook. Somebody's saying the world is going crazy here on Bethlehem Pike, just above Chestnut Hill, where Montgomery County begins, because suddenly some traffic manager thinks that to be safe, you can't have two lanes on Bethlehem Pike. To turn left, you have to move into a left-hand lane each block. And the one block where you can't turn left, he makes it a right turn only lane that you're getting in that just goes to a small street, a nothing.
What?
I had to travel, of course, to Captain Chuckie's in Flower Town on Saturday when I got back. And I see a traffic jam that looks like Broad Street in Center City at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, Dan, around noon or so. So now it's one lane for about a mile and a half, 2 miles, something like that on both sides.
That's terrible.
And people are going wild. And you can see what the person's thinking. Everything gets into a left turn lane, if you can make a left, instead of you just turned from two-lane traffic to make a left. Now, is it technically safer, I guess? Maybe. But if
is it, though? I mean,
yeah, but if we slowed down that you could only go 10 miles an hour, I guess it would be safer, too. Oh, people are going nuts. Yeah. Whoever this person is, they let go wild and do this. I got to get to the bottom of who did it.
Tell me, is it construction delays? Like, are they working on something?
I don't see any construction there. No. I think this is the new blueprint. Dan, there's no construction on that mile and a half. It's all
about... help me understand. Like, yeah. When you say it's divided for the left turn lane, are we talking like Roosevelt Boulevard divided? Like,
no, it's there's a line.
Okay.
And now you only have one lane of traffic, and each block you're moving over if you're going to turn left.
Gotcha.
But the traffic is restricted for two lanes, which flowed very easy. I mean, it's a heavy traffic area. And the only place that I can see where it's not a left lane turn, it's because there's no turn left there, I think, and you turn right.
Hmm.
This is nuts. I mean, it could make the world safer, but what about, I can't imagine in the morning.
Would that be Springfield, White Marsh?
It might be Springfield. They all come together. Yeah, Flower Town's a little bit farther up.
The Bethlehem Pike, Springfield,
Monaco. It ends up at Flower Town.
So, I'm looking at a story. The reason why I asked, March 11th, 2024, PennDOT to begin Bethlehem Pike Safety Improvement Project.
There you go.
Yeah, in Springfield, White Marsh. Townships. It says, under this contract, PennDOT's contract will convert a section of Bethlehem Pike from an undivided four-lane section to a three-lane section with a two-way left turn lane, modify left turn phasing, coordinate arterial signals, install pedestrian on countdown timers to select locations, add retroflective back plates to improve signal visibility, and mill and overlay pavement along the corridor.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about.
It's the justification.
Yeah,
it just says, quote, safety improvements at intersections.
Well, I wouldn't deny their knowledge that it's safer, but don't you have to balance that when you're going from two lanes to one, from four lanes to two?
So it says, beginning Monday, March 25th through Tuesday, October 15th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., a weekday lane closure is in place in both directions. Right. So maybe you were sitting in that as well that contributed to it?
No, it was a Saturday. It's going to be one lane. Well, you get a stoplight, Dan, like a half mile up, you could see it. They're all stopped, and it goes back like 40 or 50 cars. I can't imagine in the morning, I'm not going to imagine what it's like at 8 o'clock, rush hour, on that. All right.
I got a CBS 3 story here that I'm loading up right now if you want to hear.
Okay. Let me go to Lori first, then we'll... Lori and Ringo's. Hey, Lori. Afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Lori.
Okay. All right, great. Hey, this goes a while back in the show, but Trump was speaking, and he was talking about the impacts of illegal immigration on jobs and talking about the Teamsters. They're not going to take your jobs. Here's what I think will be effective for him. Does he want to reach a lot of women, a lot of moms, a lot of minority moms? Talk about the impact of untracked illegal immigration on our public schools. And I know we have an obligation. Part of the public school system is to educate everyone that's here. However, when you don't monitor how many people are coming here, and I've seen this firsthand, it creates a burden on public schools. And it takes resources away from the kids that are already here. An example would be, all these kids that are coming, they don't speak English,
exactly.
So they have to learn English as a second language. They have special summer programs that the public school has so that they can get these kids up to speed, although, you know, there's other cultural differences and all that it make it different. But this is the best way to help kids understand what it means to live in America and hopefully be an American. But, I mean, you have to pay teachers and other people to do these programs, okay? And then you have English as a second language pull-out programs during the school year. You have other challenges with these kids. There's no obligation. And I was talking to the school nurse like 2 weeks ago, and this is in general.
parents are not required to tell you if their kids have some kind of blood disease. There's no requirement of that. Okay. So you don't know what you're dealing with. And then you put them in a school and, you know, you hear about tuberculosis coming across the border, all kinds of things.
No, Lori, that is a great point. It is another thing here. It's, you know, my background teaching. It's chaos when you have that in a school. They can't handle it, particularly these things happen randomly. Who knows from one day to the next what you're dealing with. Lori, what's your Old West, Wild West?
Okay, this is a strange off-the-grid one. It's called Spahn Ranch, S-P-A-H-N.
Yes.
And this was where a lot of TV westerns were filmed in the L.A., mm-hmm. you know, metropolitan area. And
yep.
then it kind of, in the 60s, it was, when it was no longer used, Charles Manson actually had his cult living there for 2 years.
Yes, that is a great one. That is a wonderful, thank you, Lori. Yeah, that's where the Manson bunch was.
Was the Manson bunch hanging out in a saloon?
I don't know about the idea. There are eyes that can be hypnotic, but I got to say, Manson's eyes, they do qualify. I don't think we've ever done that. You know, they are startling. All right, more calls coming up. Dan Time with Dom. It seems like some local residents like what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, out there in Bethlehem Pike. I just think it's because, Dan, they're going to do more. They're going to come to your neighborhood then, too. The slowdown is too much.
And it's on purpose.
It's on purpose. I told you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.